Tonight's Shir Simen Kuf Chav Ches, Seif Tes, Yud, Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis. Seif Tes. Kesha Oikrim, when the Kahanim move off, right away there's a note, Rashi Tosis V'ran Kosu Lo Yomer Osod Om Lev HaTevah. Actually, it's not Kesha Oikrim, but rather when they're standing by the table, because the Beisos, so does the Beisos right as well. What's the Mechaber talking about? When the Kahanim move towards the Duchen, and the Ramah says no, not when they move to the Duchen, but rather when they're standing by the Aron, they say the following, let it be that the bracha you command us to bless Klal Yisrael should be a complete bracha. There should be no stumbling or sin in this bracha. So the question is, when do they say it? According to Mechaber, they say this nusach as they walk to the Duchen. According to the Ramah, they say it when they're standing up there. And they continue to say this nusach until they're up to the Amen of Modim. So when the Tzibur answers Amen to Modim, it's Amen to their tefillah as well. Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Lamed Amdo Lifnei Ateva. The Ramah says they should say the Hirat song when they're standing by the Aron. V'chein Minig Achru. That is the Minig today. She'ein Oimer Oso B'derech Halichasam. They don't say it as they walk. Ki Im Achasha Oimdim Kevar Lifnei Hechel. But they say it when they're standing by the Hechel. V'Amru Modim. They already finished Modim. Achasha Oimer Hirat Son Zev. Then they say the Hirat Son, and they conclude the Hirat Son as the Chazan finishes the bracha, and then the Tzibur answers Amen. The reason why we prefer for the Kahanim to wait until they're standing by the Aron to say the Tefillah is because you have more Kavanah. If you say the Hirat Son as you're walking to the Duchen, so you're distracted. They wait till they're up, and then they say the Hirat Son. Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Lamed Aleph Ad Sheyichlo Amen, and then they conclude the Tefillah as the Tzibur says their Amen. Lav dafka, it's not when they finish the Amen. They want to conclude with the Sheikh Tzibur's Lechona Elohodos, Kadesh Yanu Hakahol Amen Al Shtehan. So the Amen of the Tzibur goes on both of them. Ulafiza, according to this, Poshet, the Gamma Kahan Yanu Amen Abbas Sheikh Tzibur, the Kahanim can answer Amen to the Sheikh Tzibur's Bracha. I found the Shulchan Shlomo because they're not answering Amen to their own tefillah, they're answering Amen to the Modim Bracha that they the Chazan finishes at the same time they finish. You're allowed to answer Amen. Se'if Yud, Oimdim Baduchan. So the Kahanim are standing up on this elevated platform on a stage by the Aron. Pineim Kalapia Hechel. They are facing the Aron. Va'achareim Kalapia Am. Their backs are to the people. The Esbeosehem, Kefuf Mosoch Kapeyem, and their fingers are folded in their palms. Atcha Shliach Tzibur Mesayim Moedim, until the Shliach Tzibur finishes Moedim. The Oz, and then Imhem Shnayim, if they are two Kohanim at minimum, Kaira Lahem, he calls out to them, Hashliach Tzibur, Kohanim. Now we have the word Hashliach Tzibur in large print, like Mechaber print. In the Shulchan Aruch, it's in Ramah size. The Lashon was probably Imhem Shnayim Kaira Lahem, Kohanim. And then the Ramah adds in Hashliach Tzibur. It's actually Mechokas Rishonim, who calls out. Is it the Sheikh Tzibur calls out, or someone else calls out? If you're calling it Yisrael, it's not the Sheikh Tzibur. Someone else calls out Kohanim. So that's why the word Sheikh Tzibur is in parentheses. The Ramah continues, V'lo yomar Elokeinu v'kev aseinu v'chulu. The Chazan does not say Elokeinu v'kev aseinu when there's actually Duchening, because the whole purpose of Elokeinu v'kev aseinu is if there's no Kohanim, this is what we would say. If there are Kohanim, you just don't say it. You just say the word Kohanim. V'yesh oimim, but there must be some say, she'oimim oso b'lachash, that the Shliach Tzibur will say Elokeinu v'kev aseinu quietly, ad milas Kohanim, until the word Kohanim, v'az oimim b'kolom, then he says the word Kohanim out loud. The choiz of Omer Am Kedushach Kamor Balach, and he says Am Kedushach Kamor quietly. V'chein Nohagin Minis, and that is the minig in our Medina. U'machzirin Penem Klapiyom. Then the Mechaber goes back and says the Kahanim will turn to the people. V'mu Echad, if it's only one Kohen, Eino Korelo, he's not summoned. They don't call out the word Kohanim. Elhu Me'atzmo Machzir Ponov, on his own he turns around. Mishnah Berurah explains Sifkan Lamabes. The Kahanim are standing by the Duchen, and the Mechaber says their fingers are folded into their palms. That's Seyem Kefufim. What Seloimer, all he means to say is, Shem Tzvichim Lefos Kafein, they don't spread out their hands yet. Their hands are by their sides. It doesn't have to be folded in their palms, but their hands are by their sides. Sifkar Lamed Gimel, Imhem Shnai. If there are two Kohanim, so then they call out Kohanim. Dechsev, because the Pasuk says, Amor Lehem, say unto them, Dehainu, Lomer the Kohanim, instruct the Kohanim, Sheyivorchu Es Yisrael, to bless Yisrael. For Lohem, Mashma Shnaim, the term Lohem is plural. So Amor, when it's Lohem, if it's two, tell them to do it. Sifkar Lamedalid, Hashliach Tzibur Kohanim. The Shliach Tzibur calls out the word Kohanim. For the Choshev Hefzik B'Tfilah, it's not considered an interruption of the Shmona Esrei. K'mod the Choshev Hefzik, Masha Shliach Tzibur Makra Lehem, Mila Mila. The same way it's not considered an interruption when the Shliach Tzibur says word for word, Yivarechacha, and so on. But Tam, the Nesias Kapayim, Tzorch Tfilah, the reason it's not an interruption is because Duchening is like part of Tfilah. So therefore, none of this is considered a Hefzik. Sivkar Laman Hei, V'lo Yomer Elokeinu Kevaseinu, the Ramah says that if the Kohanim are actually duchening, the Shliach Tzibur should not say the Tefillah Elokeinu Kevaseinu. Hatam, the reason is, Shlo Niskan Ela Bizman She'enu Kohanim Avarachin Batzmam. The whole takana of saying this Elokeinu Kevaseinu was for when they weren't Kohanim. So if they're no Kohanim, you say the Tefillah. Once the Kohanim are there and they're duchening, Lama Yomer Shliach Tzibur, why is Shliach Tzibur saying that? And then it becomes a Hefzik. Sifkatan Lamed Vav. Some say that the Shliach Tzibur does say it, even if there's duchening, and then he says Kohanim out loud, and they all respond Ankh Neshecha, and he says Ankh Neshecha quietly. V'chayiz Amakam Ankh Neshecha. Hainah Shliach Tzibur. Shliach Tzibur says Ankh Neshecha quietly. Umashenuagin Beizim Akoyim Shachanim Oymen Ankh Neshecha Tosu. Now there are some places where the Kohanim say Ankh Neshecha, and that's a mistake. That's not appropriate. So before we go further, the Ramah brings two views. He starts by saying that if there's actually duchening, the Shliach Tzibur does not say Elokeinu Kevaseinu, he just starts with the word Kohanim and Ankh Neshecha Kamor. The Yesh Omer says that even if there is duchening, the Shliach Tzibur says Elokeinu Kevaseinu, he says it quietly until the word Kohanim. So I saw it brought as follows. The minig of Ashkenaz. The minig of Ashkenazim is the Baal Tefillah says Elokeinu Kevaseinu, whether there is two Kohanim, whether there's one Kohen, it makes no difference. The only difference is whether he'll say the word Kohanim out loud. If there's more than one Kohen, he says Kohanim. If there isn't, he doesn't. But he always says Elokeinu Kevaseinu. That's the meaning of Ashkenaz. The meaning of the Sfaradim is the Baal Tefillah never says Elokeinu if there's Duchening. If there's Duchening, he doesn't say it. It's considered a Hefzik. If there's a lot of Kohanim, he says Kohanim. If there's only one, he doesn't. But this machlokas the Ramah brings, it basically breaks down that the first view is the minig of the Sfaradim, not to say it, and the second view is the minig of Ashkenazim, yes, to say it, but it makes no difference if it's one kohen or more. The only difference there is, do you call out Kohanim or not? There are some Sidurim that say that if you have two Kohanim or more, you don't say it. And if there's one kohen, you do say it. And there's no mocker for that. There's no mocker for that. That's not the minhag. In Eretz Yisrael, there are many Ashkenazi kehilas that have adopted the minhag of the Sfaradim, and the Baal Tefillah will not say Elokeinu Kevaseinu when they duchen, and some go even further that the Shliach Tzibur will not be machrus at all, and now when he machrus kahan, he won't even say mila b'mila. And I believe that is the minhag of the Vilna Goyen. The Vilna Goyen was particular about that, and many follow the meaning of the Vilna Goyen as well. So that, they say the Chaz Nishta that way, Bnei Brak and Yishlam, they do like that. So that's already the Ashkenazim adopting the practice of the Sfaradim. But the bottom line is, if a Baal Tefillah wants to know, is he supposed to say, Elokeinu Kevaseinu on Musaf on Yontif? The meaning of Ashkenaz is to say it. That is the meaning, to say it. Mishtabur Sifkar Lama Zayin, Umachzirin Peneim V'chulu. The Kahanim then turn to face the people. The Alfina B'Gemara, we learn the Gemara, Shebirch Kahanim Tzerech Leyos Panim Keneged Panim. Birch Kahanim has to be face to face. So the Kahanim turn to face the Kehila. Vein Tzerech Leyos Pnei Kahanim Kalap Yishir Tzibah B'Davka. Now it's not necessary that the Kahanim face the Shir Tzibah specifically. El Afilu Ima Hechel Kavua B'Tzavon. Let's say the Aron is on the north wall. Vateva Shir Tzibah Lefnei Hu B'Mizah. But the Shir Tzibah is on the east wall. where he's davening for the Amud. HaKohanim Oimdim Lefnei HaHecha, the Kohanim are standing by the Aron Betzafon in the north. Upneim L'dram, they turn around, facing south. Kalapi Am. So they're facing the people, but not the faces of the people, unless the people turn sideways. V'yesh, others say, Shetov Yoseh Shekoham Yamdu B'Mizruch, that the Kohanim should always stand on Mizruch, so it's literally face to face. Afal Pia Shehechel Hu Tzarach, even if the Aron is on the north or the south. So they are literally facing their faces. Shnei Kohanim has Soinim Zezeh. Two Kohanim who do not get along at all. Even to the point that they made a neder not to benefit from each other. They can go up together to Duchen. One can say to the other, you do Shachris, I do Musaf, or the Hebekah vice versa. You can't do that. He could answer, and he wrote to the Bachshem, I have every intent of duchening both times, and you can't stop me. Aval, Kohen shat Sibur soyde no soy. But if you have a Kohen that the Sibur despises, oh, who soyde no soy, or he hates the Sibur. Sakana hu lo Kohen, in Yisakav, it's dangerous for the Kohen to go and duchen in such a case. L'chein yetzim b'esek neses kohen, say he should go out of shul before it say, emeni ochel l'chufis yitzur l'hasir sin l'ibov, he can't controls Yetzer Hara and remove the sin from his heart. Was that Tiklu B'Brocha? That's where the Brocha is. The Baruch is Amo Yisrael B'Avo. It has to be with love. Sivka L'Ameches. V'imhu Echad V'chulu. If it's one Kohen, then we don't call him. V'afilim Yeshim Ho'od Echad Katan. Let's say there's a second Kohen, but the second Kohen is a child. Parach Zeben Yigam Hashem less than Bar Mitzvah. Gamkin Einu Korei Kohen. You still can't call up Kohanim. Because the Pichodesh disagrees with that. We, however, the Fimin again, according to our practice, Sheikh Shliat Siba Omer Lokenu, Minig Ashkenaz, the Sheikh Siba says Lokenu, Vrak Shioma Kahanim Kolom, he says the word Kahanim out loud. So then it doesn't bother us if he says it out loud. To like a hafzik, it's not a hafzik, but in a tefillah, it's like the tefillah. May time because of Eliyahu for this reason, Eliyahu writes, Shafil Leka Koyin Kotan, Rak Koyin Echad Golo, let's say you don't have a child with him, you have one adult Koyin. Nami, Mama Sheikh Siba called Kohanim. Let's say the Sheikh Siba did say Kohanim. Ain't legal, but we're not going to scream at him. The ain't shum hafsik because it's not a hafsik lemaisa. Sevkar Lamates Machzir Panov. The Kohen, if he's by himself, has to turn around on his own. Venosik Kapayim, he duchens, and Mavarach Gamkin Mechim says the Brocha. Avagav Deinu Mechuvos, even though he's not obligated to duchen. Lefimasha Kosal Elba Sefeis, and we send Sefeis. Send Sefeis. When is there a chiyah for the Kohen to duchen? When they tell him to duchen, when they call out Kohanim. So they're not calling out Kohanim. So maybe there's no chiyah. Doesn't make a difference. He's still doing a mitzvah. Komoko umikol shekein, ladas hamaralach, v'taz sifkon gimel. The view of Maralbach and the Taz, the mechuyiv lalos min haTorah imhu echad, that a yochid does have an obligation min haTorah to duchen. Afa pishlo kor, even if they don't call him. So of course the Merach always makes the bracha before he duchens. Siv Yud Aleph. When the Kohanim turn to face the people, Mevarach they say a bracha. Asher kiddushanu, v'kiddushas v'shal Aaron, v'tzivanu levarach asama yisol ba'afal. That Hashem vested them with the kiddush of Aaron HaKohen and commanded them to bless his nation yisol ba'afal. Mishnah Berurah Sif Kod Mem. K'shemachzirin p'neim, when they turn to face the people, v'yesh me'rishonim shesvirlu, there are rishonim who hold. The bracha zu mevarachin koydim shemachzirin p'neim. They don't make the bracha when they turn around. They should make the bracha before they turn around. So people who are particular will do both. They begin the bracha when they're facing the heichal. And then during the bracha, they turn around. Facing the tzibah. They finish it then. So there's a machlokes. Do you make the bracha after you turn around? Do you make the bracha before you turn around? So they do both. They start the bracha facing the tzibur, and then they turn around in the middle of the bracha. But there's a shaila. When during the bracha do you turn around? The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, you say, Asher Kedushan Tzibur Shul Aaron, and then they turn around, say, V'tzivanu Levarach. And if you notice, you usually hear V'tzivanu Levarach louder, because that's when they turn around to face the tzibur. However, the Chesed Alof and the Ben Yishchai say that the Kohanim turn around by the word bi'ahava. So they're facing forward till bi'ahava, and then they turn around. So the Eshafam from Buchar says, take your pick. But the Kohanim shouldn't be some doing this, some doing that. can imagine what kind of traffic jam is going on up there if they start some turning and the others are not turning yet. Mr. Brewer, Sifkad in their mouth. Mevarchin v'chulu. They say the bracha. Hanisha kulam mevarchin. They all say the bracha. V'losha echad yivarech v'acherim ya'nu amen. It's not like one makes the bracha and the rest answer amen. Rather, each one makes his own bracha. Se'if yud beis. Magbiyim yedeihem. Keneged kisvoseim. The kaham lift their hands up opposite their shoulders. Umagbiyin yad yamanis kesas lamalam yasmos. The right hand should be a little elevated over the left. Upoishin yadayim. They spread out their hands. V'cholken asposayim and spread their fingers. Umechav lasos chamisha avirim. They want to make five air spaces. Bein shtei etzba'os to shtei etzba'os. Two fingers to two fingers is one. Avir echad. That's one space. Bein etzba legudol between the fingers and the thumb is another space. Ben godel godel, and between the thumbs is the third space, and two on the other hand. Uparsin kapeyim, they spread their hands. Kadesh yetoch kapeyim kineged aretz. We want their palms facing down. Vachor yedem kineged hashmayim, and the backs of their hands facing up. Mishnah Berurah sifkad mem beis. Magbiyim yedeim, they lift their hands. V'chulu. The gamina bracha zu mimadich sif. We learn this bracha from the pasuk. Vayisa Aaron es yadav el avi varchem. That Aaron lifted his hands to the people and blessed them. You see the hands have to be lifted up. In the pasuk it says yado. Remez the tzarich like bia yos yado echad. So it's like a kriyksiv. It's written without the yod. It's chaser to indicate to us that one hand is higher than the other. The assumption is it's the yamin over the small. Even if this person is left-handed, it does not make a difference. Sifkad mem gimel, yad yamanas katsas, the right hand is a little higher. Kolmakam tzarech li zoher, shiyaniach goydo hayamin agod hasmol. But he has to make sure his right thumb is on the left thumb, shlo yisparad, not to separate, kdei shlo yishav hachalon, you don't want to break that window. Debin chamisha kavim, we want five windows. Vim yisparadu, if they separate, ein hareva shebein hayamin lesmol, nechshav klala avir. The space between the right and left hands isn't considered the space in airspace. Some say that between words, certainly between brachas, the kohen is allowed to fold his thumbs and fingers together if he gets tired, because it's only when he actually says the bracha that he has to have his hands in that position. They spread the fingers. It's based on a medrash tanchuma, parshas naso. The pasuk says mashkiach men achalonos. The Ribbono Shel Olam watches from the windows. Mibein etzba oseihem shel kahanim. That means from the fingers of the kahanim. Meitzitz men acharakim. Hashem looks through the cracks. Bishar sheposhtin kapeim. When they spread their hands for duchanim. Sevkad memhei umcham lasos chamisha v'chus. You want five windows. Remez lezad, the hint of this, mimadich six, it says, hacharakim, the hey, hey charakim, five charakim, five cracks to look through. So that's the five air spaces. Sifkan menvav uporsin kapeim kidei v'chulu. They spread their hands such that the palms are facing down. What's the limit to say? Lo kamosh shenosi echad yodav, which is not the way people lift their hands in davening, in prayer, shenosi yodav klapi shemaim. Usually they lift their palms upward. So this is not that way. But duchening, the palms are facing downward.